In the Torah portion of Vayishlach, Yaakov is informed that he is being given a new name. Instead of being called Yaakov, he will be called Yisroel. This is in a way similar to his grandfather, Avraham, who originally was called Avram, and later was informed that the letter Hey, would be added to his name, and he would no longer be called Avram, but Avraham. There is, however, a basic difference between these two cases. Once Avram was renamed Avraham, he was no longer called by his original name. He is only referred to as Avraham. And the Talmud learns from a statement in scriptures that one is not even allowed to use the name Avram instead of Avraham. This is not the case with Yaakov, as we find later on that although he was referred to as Yisrael, the previous name, Yaakov, is also sometimes used. And so too in our daily prayers, we refer to Yisrael, and sometimes we refer to Yaakov. The commentaries explain why it is that Yaakov is called by both names, Yaakov and Yisrael. That since the entire Jewish nation stems from him, and each individual is a descendant of Yisrael, and the entire Jewish nation is called after him, and every individual has two different ways of imitating him, of serving God. And these two ways are referred to as Yaakov and Yisrael. And since every individual serves God in both these ways, therefore we preserve both names, both Yaakov and Yisrael. What is the service of God in a way of Yaakov, and what is the way of Yisrael? We can understand this by examining the root of the name Yaakov. One of the meanings of the word Yaakov comes from the word okva, or mirma, which means deceit, referring to the deceitful, tricky way in which Yaakov dressed up as his brother Esav in order to take the blessings from his father Yitzchak. His name was then given Yisrael, as Rashi explains, that since God agreed that the blessings really should have gone to Yaakov instead of Esav, therefore he had nothing to be ashamed of and didn't have to conceal himself, but his name would now be called Yisrael, that with the word Yosher, meaning straightforward, that he had nothing to be ashamed of, that he is the one that deserved these blessings. What does it mean that a Jew must serve God in both ways, even in a way of being tricky or deceitful? This does not mean in the simple sense to be deceitful, God forbid, since this is prohibited. It rather refers to the way in which a Jew relates to the physical world. A Jew has various physical needs. He eats and he sleeps and so on. And so too, he must engage in business throughout the day, just as any human being does. However, he does so in a little bit of a tricky way. Not, God forbid, cheating in his business. What it means is that he does his business with an inner intention. He has in mind that he is not doing it just for the sake of bringing in wealth, and just for the sake of bringing in money, and just for the sake of filling up his stomach. Rather, he is eating and drinking and working for the sake of serving God. He wishes to purify the holy sparks in the food and elevate them to godliness. And he wishes to keep strong and healthy so that he can better serve his Creator. And so too, with the money he earns from his work, he also was using this in order to educate his children in the Jewish path and in order to run a proper Jewish home. We can call this in a way deceitful, because what appears at face value is not the truth, because it appears that he is just eating or drinking or working just as everybody else does. He's doing it for the physical benefit which derives therefrom. However, there is an inner intention. There is something behind what he is doing. Just as when one person deceives another, it appears as if he's going along in the way of the other person, and then at the end he tricks him. He does the opposite of what the person thought he was doing. So too over here. The person behaves in a physical manner and is involved with the physical world, and the body thinks, well, it's getting everything it wants. When it comes to the end, the body did get what it wants, but the intention was exactly the opposite in a way. It was not solely for the physical benefit, but more so for the spiritual benefit which derives therefrom. And therefore, a Jew has to also serve God in a way of Yaakov, in a way of trickery to use the physical world for spiritual purposes. On the other hand, the Jew also has the way of Yisrael, that he serves God in a straightforward way, in his spiritual pursuits, things which are openly used for serving God. And we have this also in the physical realm, that unlike the eating during the week, when a Jew is involved in purifying and elevating this physical, the sparks of holiness in the physical world, when it comes to the Sabbath, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, the entire eating itself becomes a mitzvah. And therefore he is eating in a way which is openly a mitzvah, and he is, without any concealment whatsoever, serving his Creator fully, both spiritually and physically.